with Joe and Jana. Welcome to a Thursday morning, 28th day of August. We're getting ready to head into the weekend. It's Just Because Day, Bow Tie Day, Red Wine Day. And ladies and gentlemen, the reason for the excitement this morning, Radio Commercial Day. Good morning, we're Joe and Jana here with you. Need to know this morning, the Pleasantville School Board has decided to push back starting time for classes this year to give students more time in the mornings to prepare or sleep in. Researchers show students do better with later starts. The Pleasantville School Board voted this week to change start times for high school classes to 8 a.m., middle school 8:30, elementary 8:55. Superintendent Dr. Marilyn Martinez says parents will be notified of the changes before school starts next week. By the way, the Joe and Jana daycare opens next week. If all of a sudden you're stuck with your kids for an extra half hour every morning and you need to get to work on time,
drop them off.
Drop off your kids here at our studios.
They'll be fine.
They'll be fine.
Yeah, absolutely. Ocean County authorities have shut down a marijuana home delivery service called the Green Bean. They say six people running the company face drug possession and distribution charges. The arrest follows searches of a commercial business in Toms River, a home in Jackson, and two residences in Waretown. During the searches, detectives seized marijuana and THC products, 9 ounces of methamphetamine, and a loaded handgun.
Democratic governor candidate Mikey Sherrill was in Atlantic City yesterday highlighting her plans if elected at the Greater Atlantic City Chamber of Commerce event inside Seaview Resort. Sherrill said, "I promise you Atlantic City won't be left behind in my administration."
And your South Jersey weather for today, mostly sunny, high of 76.
Country 107.3, it's Mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for Jana's Fangirl Update.
Thomas Rhett and his wife, Lauren, they just dropped some really big news. Baby news. Baby number 5 is on the way. So exciting. The couple already has 4 adorable daughters, and they say the girls are so pumped to become big sisters again. Looks like the Rhett house is about to get even louder and a whole lot sweeter. We don't know if it's a boy or girl yet, but obviously only time will tell. We've got the announcement of baby Rhett number 5. It's up now at catcountry1073.com. Kind of got buried with, you know, the whole Taylor and Travis thing. Jelly Roll is living his best life right now. He hopped on a motorized scooter in Berlin and said it's actually the first time he's been able to do that in over a decade.
Is that Berlin, New Jersey by the farmer's market?
No, I think it's Germany. He's down more than 200 pounds from his peak weight of over 500, and it's opening up a whole new world for him. Plus, he's on his very first European tour, opening for Post Malone. Talk about a glow up, man. We've got Jelly on a scooter. You can check it out on the Cat Country 107.3 app. The Jana's Fangirl Update on Cat Country 107.3.
It's Shaboozy on Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana. Shaboozy will be here Saturday morning, co-hosting Country Countdown USA with Lon Elton.
Ooh.
That'll be Saturday morning between 6 and 9 here on Cat Country. And, oh, let's talk about tomorrow. Tomorrow morning you're going to want to be here because we're going to give you the chance tomorrow to win before they go on sale. Tickets to the 2026 Barefoot Country Music Festival. It's Cat Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for your Cat Country Joke of the Morning. Brought to you by our friends at Bridgeton Auto Mall. Take advantage of family and friends discounts happening now. Bridgeton Auto Mall. Don't you dare miss out. John lives in Egg Harbor Township. He sends us the joke we're going to use this morning.
All right, John. Thank you so much.
We appreciate you. My girlfriend and I are trying the whole long-distance relationship thing. I have to stay 100 feet away from her at all times. Also, the police say I should stop referring to her as my girlfriend.
Yeah. For your own good, probably.
You make one mistake. That's Tyler Hubbard. Coming up at 7:20, a faster way to fall asleep. Are you one of those people who tosses and turns every time you go to bed? It's like, when am I going to get to sleep?
Very rarely. I can normally get to sleep extremely quickly. When I nap here on the couch, though. The couch here that makes us have crazy dreams. It takes me forever to fall asleep on that thing. Hmm. Yeah, weird.
Well, we have a key to help you fall asleep faster. It actually works. I've done it all for a long time.
Okay.
7:20, all the details. Cat Country 107.3. Cat Country 107.3, Mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for your Cat Country Dumb Story of the Morning.
And where are we off to today?
Kid Coral, Florida. A resident helped prevent a burglary while dressed in his Batman pajamas.
Nice.
The incident took place about 2 in the morning. 20-year-old Justin Schimple caught breaking into vehicles in a garage. Kyle Mivet, the neighbor who intervened, spotted the burglar on his home security cameras and decided to run outside and take action, all while wearing his Batman pajamas. He said it gave him a boost of tickets to what? How about next summer's Barefoot Country Music Fest in Wildwood? Tickets for Barefoot go on sale in just a couple weeks. We're going to have more details tomorrow. and your first chance to win tickets. Good morning, we're Joe and Johnna. Here are things you need to know this morning. The Pleasantville School Board has decided to push back starting time for classes this year to give students more time in the mornings to prepare or sleep in. Researchers show students do better with later starts. The Pleasantville School Board voted this week to change start times for high school classes to 8 a.m., middle school 8:30, elementary 8:55. Superintendent Dr. Marilyn Martinez says parents will be notified of the changes before school starts next week. By the way, the Joe and Johnna daycare opens next week. If all of a sudden you're stuck with your kids for an extra half hour every morning and you need to get to work on time,
drop them off.
Drop off your kids here at our studios.
They'll be fine.
They'll be fine.
Yeah, absolutely. Ocean County authorities have shut down a marijuana home delivery service called the Green Bean. They say six people running the company face drug possession and distribution charges. The arrest follows searches of a commercial business in Toms River, a home in Jackson, and two residences in Waretown. During the searches, detectives seized marijuana and THC products, 9 ounces of methamphetamine, and a loaded handgun.
Democratic governor candidate Mikey Sherrill was in Atlantic City yesterday highlighting her plans if elected at the Greater Atlantic City Chamber of Commerce event inside Seaview Resort. Sherrill said, "I promise you Atlantic City won't be left behind in my administration."
And your South Jersey weather for today, mostly sunny, high of 76.
Country 107.3, we're Joe and Johnna. Cat Country Morning Birthday Shoutouts start right now.
First up, we got a shout out, the legend herself, Shania Twain, is 60 today. Happy birthday, Shania. Leanne Rimes is 43 today, and Jake Owen is 44. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Angela Dace of Egg Harbor Township. Victor Hartley III of Woodbine has a birthday today. Happy birthday, Vic. Happy birthday to Karen Smith of Galloway, who's 60. Vicky McGee of Mentola has a birthday.
Vicky,
happy birthday,
happy
Vicky.
Happy birthday.
Mike Carter celebrates today. It's Crystal Kennedy's 41st birthday. Crystal is from Millville. Melissa Mystic of Seaville is 39. Terry Dilks of Mays Landing has a birthday. Happy birthday, Terry. Michael Sherbakaw of Millville is 53.
Michael.
Emily Tomkovich of KMA Courthouse has a birthday. And happy birthday to Kim White of Galloway. Kim is 59. That's it. If we miss you, happy with you as well. The recipient of our Cat Country Big Birthday shout out today, Crystal Kennedy of Millville. Crystal is 41 today.
Yeah, Crystal. Happy birthday.
Cat Country. It's Cat Country 107.3 mornings with Joe and Johnna. So you're laying there. You just can't fall asleep no matter how hard you do. But there's a scientifically supported method that might help you. It's something I've always done. People thought it was weird, but I've always done it. You see, body temperature plays a big part in you falling asleep. Having a high body temperature can make you feel more alert. When it's bedtime, your body tries to cool down before you go to sleep. The trick? Stick one or both feet outside of the covers. That helps your body release some heat. I often do that. Just stick one foot outside of the covers.
I think I do that too. I just never thought about it. But yeah.
Scientists say the bottoms of your feet are hairless. Well, hopefully. And they have special vascular structures to help regulate heat. Cat Catcher, 107.3 mornings with Joe and Johnna. Megan Maroney, am I okay? It's time for This Week in TikTok. We have back to school week next week around here. Now, some kids in some parts of the country have been going to school as much as 3 or 4 weeks. And I know one thing that has been talked about locally is whether or not kids should be allowed, I guess it's become a perennial question, should kids be allowed to have their cell phones with them in school, in class? Well, this one teacher works for a school where they decided to ban cell phones this year.
Uh-oh.
And he says what happened even surprised him.
So my school, my state banned the phones. It is the end of our second week, and I want to give you guys an update on how it's been going. Obvious stuff that we kind of all expected did happen. The kids are participating in class more because it's that or do nothing. My test scores for my first quiz, they were really good, like better than last year's first test. Our library is busier than it's ever been, and our lunchroom is louder than it's ever been because the kids are checking out books that they can read when they're done with their schoolwork, and they're actually talking to their friends while they're at lunch. What surprised me the most is that issues of behavior declined. I expected that because phones act like a digital pacifier, our kids that struggle to self-regulate would really struggle to self-regulate. And instead, the opposite has happened.
So it's working somewhere.
Wow, there you go.
Maybe we should ban phones in schools and work on a moonlight. Guess what? Cat Country Morning Trivia is on the air. Our phone number is 609-383-1073. People always say, you say their phone number too fast. 609-383-1073. 1073.
I feel like that was really slow.
Or you can hit the call us button on the Cat Country 1743 app, then you don't even have to know the number.
Yeah, that's probably the easiest.
Up for grabs and trivia this morning. Two tickets to see Russell Dickerson. The singer is going to be in Philadelphia at the Fillmore Friday, September 19th at 8 p.m. You have two tickets when you win this morning. Here's the question. This state has the most lighthouses.
This state has the most lighthouses. Okay.
That is correct. This state has the most of three. We're Joe and Jana, Cat Country Morning Trivia on the air. Tickets up for grabs today. Two tickets to see Russell Dickerson. The singer is going to be the Fillmore in Philadelphia Friday, September 19th at 8 p.m. Here's the question. This state has more lighthouses than any other state. We were talking before the air, and you guessed New Jersey, which I probably would have guessed as well.
Yeah, I know we have a couple.
We have a lot of lighthouses.
Yeah.
20-something.
I feel like that is a lot.
That's not the winner, though. That's not the right answer.
Boo!
Matter of fact, New Jersey doesn't even crack the top 10.
Boo.
Let's go to the phone line, see if we can find a winner. Hi, Cat Country.
Michigan.
Wow, that's absolutely right. That's very good. You're a winner.
Woo!
How'd you know that?
I actually looked it up.
Well, good for you. You're quick.
Resourceful.
What's your name?
Veronica.
Veronica, where are you from?
Port Norris.
We've got two tickets for you to see Russell Dickerson, Veronica. Congratulations.
Congrats, Veronica.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I would have never guessed Michigan. Michigan has over 115 lighthouses. Might be closer to 130. I think Maine is number two, but who would have thought Michigan? But if you look at you look on a map, Michigan is surrounded by the Great Lakes pretty much. So
that's why it makes sense.
A lot of coast Americans were asked to vote and they voted. This is what we decided is the world's sexiest accent. What do you think, Jana?
I'm going to say
it doesn't have the word like in it.
It doesn't have the word. Southern. Maybe British.
Southern, like American?
Yeah.
Or British?
No.
British.
Like, I'm saying maybe our Southern accent.
Yeah.
Maybe the Australian accent. Maybe the British accent. Ours is awful. The Northeastern accent is just absolutely horrific. So that can't
be. My favorite is Villas, New Jersey. America has voted, and bonjour, madame. The French accent is the world's sexiest.
Oh. I would disagree, but that's fine. Yeah. Yeah. I love me a good British accent. I even like Irish accents, like the brogues.
I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
I refuse to do an Irish accent.
You can do presidents.
That's not an accent.
That's not an accent, but
it's Cat Country 107.3. Good three things you need to know this morning. The Pleasantville School Board has decided to push back starting time for classes this year to give students more time in the mornings to prepare or sleep in. Researchers show students do better with later starts. The Pleasantville School Board voted this week to change start times for high school classes to 8 a.m., middle school 8:30, elementary 8:55. Superintendent Dr. Marilyn Martinez says parents will be notified of the changes before school starts next week. By the way, the Joe and Jana daycare opens next week. If all of a sudden you're stuck with your kids for an extra half hour every morning and you need to get to work on time,
drop them off.
Drop off your kids here at our studios.
They'll be fine.
They'll be fine.
Yeah, absolutely. Ocean County authorities have shut down a marijuana home delivery service called the Green Bean. They say six people running the company face drug possession and distribution charges. The arrest follows searches of a commercial business in Toms River, a home in Jackson, and two residences in Waretown. During the searches, detectives seized marijuana and THC products, 9 ounces of methamphetamine, and a loaded handgun.
Democratic governor candidate Mikey Sherrill was in Atlantic City yesterday highlighting her plans if elected at the Greater Atlantic City Chamber of Commerce event inside Seaview Resort. Sherrill said, "I promise you Atlantic City won't be left behind in my administration."
And your South Jersey weather for today, mostly sunny, high of...
Back at 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for my favorite tweets from the last 24 hours.
All right, let's go.
There are five of them. Number one, a turducken, but it's a slice of pizza inside a pizza pocket inside a calzone.
So a pizza zone, what would that be?
Turducken pizza style.
Well, yeah, we'll figure
number
it out.
Number two, I'm at the age where I want to respond because of you, that's why, to almost everything.
You could do that. You, at this point, could do that, I think.
Number three, shout out to Arnold Palmer for combining two beverages that somehow make you thirstier into the least thirst-quenching concoction of all time.
Hey!
I love me and Arnold Palmer.
Good in the summer.
Number four, hey, real quick, Why do forms still have a home phone line that we have to fill out? Does anyone on earth still have a phone attached to the wall of their house?
My mom does.
I still got the plug there. I don't know how to get rid of it.
No, keep it.
We're Joe and Jonna. These are my favorite tweets. Last one, number five. How do people pull off garage sales? The logistics of it confounds me. Like, does everyone own 10 folding tables and 5 clothes racks, or do they borrow them? I need more friends with tables.
I agree.
We're Joe and Jonna. Those are my favorite. Parkway northbound. You might run into some problems. We have a traffic note. Garden State Parkway northbound, exit 58 area. There's an accident there. We're not quite sure how big it is or if it's really tying up traffic, but be alert as you're headed that way. Not time for everybody to go home yet. Standing outside, book bags in arms, ready to go to school.
Back to school.
Photos start next week. You need help with the back-to-school shopping? We still have a $500 prepaid Visa card we'd like to hook you up with. It's a $500 back-to-school shopping prize. You can win it. CatCountry1073.com. Hit the Win Stuff button or go to the CatCountry 107.3.